This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Yesterday, we, like you were saying, we had brilliant minds in the studio. Learners from two schools in the province.
No, definitely.
So we were talking about two issues. We talked about social media. We also talked about, elections.
Mm-hmm.
Why these days, youth are no longer flocking to the polling stations to cast their votes. They're not registering for elections. So one of the issues that actually came up was unemployment.
Yes.
One of the issues that came up was unemployment. They indicated that youth are maybe dejected or disillusioned with all these promises of job creation. So we thought maybe we should actually look at this issue.
Definitely. So we are asking you this morning, saying, what are your theories about why businesses run by foreign nationals seem to be more successful than the ones run by South Africans? What are they doing right that we need to start emulating in the country as South African entrepreneurs?
Having a small business in South Africa is hard. Today's research is looking at why Somalian businesses are doing very well in South Africa. Sanbona Nyambendlo Sibiya, Research Communication Officer at the NRF. I'm responsible for writing the NRF Research Nuggets. I also author the NRF Science Matter magazine, which is published quarterly. It's Youth Month. Many young people are entrepreneurs, but they're not making it. Let's learn from the Somalians. This research that I wrote about is from the University of Venda. Table 2 of the research paper summarizes the entire ecosystem, why it works for Somalian entrepreneurs, and we should learn from them as young South Africans or entrepreneurs. The first one is collaborative ventures. Yabona ina masters amaninjani. They prefer collaboration over competition. They don't want to succeed alone. This is their number one biggest trait that make them successful. And a lot of us in South Africa, a person want to do it on their own. They want to be the alpha and the omega and, you know, the finisher and first. Number two, they have a sense of community. That is the second biggest rated element that they use for their success. So what they do in their community, if one shop is struggling, the other community member will support that shop. Whether financially, whether kanjani, they will come through for the other shop. They will not allow it to close. That's why you find a shop, Yama Somalian, it has been standing, no one is going in to buy, but these people, they never close the shop. It is because they have a community that is supporting and making sure that this brother is not falling until they get their feedback. Number three, informal networks. Networks for Somalians is more valuable than money. They use their network to find more suppliers, to share information, to gain access to opportunities. I'm for one of the luckiest people, I think, in South Africa, because I have met people that have allowed me to get exposure to funding and this opportunity, and then you come, you do what? You share with the other people. I remember in the webinar that we had the last few weeks, we were like, you know, if we had a WhatsApp group or a channel of entrepreneurs and everyone, but that is ideal. We know that people run away. Everyone goes in there, maybe contribute a 10 rand, and then we help one another. It would work, but yeah, we know that it would turn into a pyramid scheme. Number four, adaptive spirit. They do not fall in love with their business idea. They're not passionate to their business idea, but they are more interested in what the client wants. That is why when Somalian shops, after that fan was introduced, that fan, every Somalian shop had that thing. When there was now a ring light, every Somalian shop now had the ring light. Maratini, we adapted, telling, I want to sell, it's katulu, let's saw, and then you stay with your idea, even if people are not interested in your idea that much. Last but not least, customer-centric. One thing about Somalians, the name Oguti, my friend, it was not a mistake. That is strategic. It's a strategic move to make sure that, firstly, you feel like they are serving you. They make you feel like, but the strategy is to serve the people, not to sell to the people. So you feel like, oh, my friend, so they made us feel like they are serving us. So when we go, my friend is coming, yeah, my friend. And people speak whatever way they like. It's also a selling strategy. If you're interested to read more on this paper, visit the NRF Research Nuggets website, and also you'll find a lot more interesting work.
So there you have it. That's Pendulous Biya, a researcher with the National Research Foundation. You heard the points that she mentioned, four of them quite extensively. Do you agree with what she has been saying, or do you have your own ideas? What are your theories about why businesses run by foreign nationals seem to be more successful than the ones run by South Africans? What are they doing right, or seemingly doing right, that we need to start emulating as African entrepreneurs? Also, putting forward a disclaimer, please, this is a safe space, and we will not be allowing any slandering of anyone on this platform. We are trying to just take the positive and see how we can apply them in our country for the progress. So let's be respectful. Let us be respectful adults who are going to come with progressive ideas.
Very good morning, team. Very interesting topic, I must say. I think what makes us as black people not to thrive in business, it's very simple things. One, we do not support one another when one has got a business. I'm in a business space and I struggle with a lot of people. And the moment they realize that it all is this guy that we know, they are unlikely to support, even if they did not know through social media or through phone calls. And then the moment we meet, oh, it's you. Then that's where you see that these people are unlikely to continue the support that they had. But people that they don't know you, they are likely to support you. So that's one thing. So those guys, they do support one another. They empower one another. They even fund another one's business, you know. So with those ones, you only need to get a stand where you are going to get a person who's going to assist you with the with these things of accommodation of some sort, and then they're able to fund you. And then in terms of paying back, they pay back without any interest. And with us, how divided we are as blacks, we can never reach that stage. So basically that's that. And then another thing, I think it's an issue of this guy's product. Some of the products they manufacture themselves, if not most of them, or if not all of them. So that's another thing. So their prices are less. So that is why they are able to do more business than we do. And then another thing with us is that whenever we are in business, we want to look rich. That's another problem that we have as black people. I think if we can change from that, we can have better businesses. Anonymous, thank you. Tim.
Morning, Tim, morning. I'd like to share my observation. This is a comparison between black South Africans and the foreign nationals, the Somalians. I'd like to also add the Ghanaians, Nigerians, and white South Africans. Guys, these people operate differently. For this is my observation, right? They operate in a manner that they want to work for the business. Whatever profit that they do, it's for the business. It's to grow the business. Compared to us as blacks, once you have something small that shows that there was a little bit of profit in a period of a month or 2 months, you can see it. It's visible materially. So we focus more on materialistic things as compared to focusing on growing the business or investing into the future of the business. This is my observation. If you look at the people that works in the salons, a hair salon, the Ghanaians, Nigerians, they wake up until 9 p.m. But a black South African will not operate their salon up until 9. Whether they've got kids, they don't have kids, they're just a haircutter, a hairdresser, a barber. They close shop at 5. Some of us, when you knock off at 5, you just want to go and do braids. Braids take 4+ hours. So we end up doing braids, stay sitting at the salon for up until 9 p.m. And you look at who are the people that are remaining in the shop. It's the foreign nationals who are here to make money. And they know they've got client base that comes through after hours. But our black South Africans who are owning the barber shops, the salons, the nail parlors and nail beauty spas, they close shop at 5. forgetting about the market that comes after five. So that's just my observation, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Good morning, team. Good morning, team. Great show, as always. Not to sound controversial or anything, but as black people, we don't have systems supporting us. That's a problem. Right now, access to capital is a problem. We know it. When you go to the banks, it's difficult to get business loans. And even if you do succeed in getting a business loan, it's going to come at crazy interest rates. And I don't know if you guys have heard of something called the Islamic Bank. The Islamic Bank gives Indians and this Pakistani people loans, the Muslims loans at zero interest. So those people go get money, do business, and then return the money. As simple as that. But we don't have a system like that. Thank you. Great show.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay. The immigrants or foreign nationals or what we're talking about, they are going to choose. So what they do, they're going to shop with Mr. Jones for 5 years or 6 years, and then after 5 years, under a co-partner, right? Or give a little share, give 50% of business here high. And in turn, we have to give one give a two-son. But two-son are not only like a shop, but like if one gets married, but in the society, I've got one of my neighbors, he recently got married. I'm going to get two cars. But donate them all, I'm going to contribute them all. But then I'm going to get two. And then I'm going to register one, and then I start a business here high. As long as Mr. Jones adulang kamu, ili motho a local are mo support, rather I se shego go se simphatlang go them, because Mr. Jones o tla raka PM ka chance sa re ba bona gore ke yona problem, are supportane, are ratane, ke yona problem. And the other thing gore rona le ha re dira di business o nya gore ka profit nyana eo ya boka 5000 o reke kavela o reke iPhone o ka se tloka. I think you're not going to be able to get a job in the business. And if you're talking about the salary, the government, even if you're not going to be able to get a job, you're not going to be able to get a job. Because salary within 5 days, if you're going to stock 300,000, you can manage. You definitely can't. Nice show.
Some of your messages. Hi, team. The researcher mentioned that Somalians have a sense of community and they work together. What's different about us is that we always want to scam each other and run away with the money, leaving other people without trust. So it's like we are scammers and opportunists and we don't trust each other. Annan is the one who sent through that message. There's this one that came through saying, morning, team. I think these Somalians are more supportive and they buy in bulk, whereas Rena in South Africa, we work like everyone for himself. Elliot Lekhanyane from Lepepani in Tzanin, the famous one, is the one who sent through that message. Great show, filled with good content. Unfortunately, Mpo's remark on today's topic makes it difficult for me to share my view. I will listen to what others have to say. Jealous Koramadan. Kirli.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. Jealous, man, be specific. Maybe you should come back and tell us what actually transpired.
All right. Morning, guys. These guys are in charge of the entire value chain, making it easy for the operations to be profitable, even in the deep rural areas. They buy in bulk to achieve economies of scale for multiple spaza shops in Stokvel's like ways. They don't source from local suppliers. Our government should have been protectionist in that space, as us locals are squeezed out. Regards, and Toko Art Inspiring.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.